The Sipik region is characterized by original and striking creative expression, and Sipik art is probably the most widely recognized of Papua New Guinea's artistic styles. It is virtually impossible to make generalizations about Sipik art, so diverse and rich are its expressions. Design elements differ throughout the region, with many varieties of motifs, methods, and materials. Sipik art is famous for spectacular feather headdresses and elaborate dance costumes, some over 5 meters tall, as well as drums, painted masks made of bark, shields, sculptured figures, canoes, and other carved objects, such as decorative hooks from which to hang personal possessions. Part of the beauty and expressiveness of Sipik art lies in its spiritual significance and in its representation of the spiritual power of ancestors. For example, inside the Aus Tambaran, or spirit house, intricately carved masks were made to be part of initiation ceremonies, in which boys were prepared for manhood. In the Sipik region, especially the East Sipik province, where the village of Torembi is located and the Sawas people live, the artistic tradition is reflected in everyday items, as well as objects of ceremonial significance. The abundance and richness of Sipik art forms can be partly explained by the trading and communication made possible by the Sipik River itself. Today, tourists are enthusiastic consumers of Sipik art, much of which is now produced for sale.